This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And to help us break down the Chiefs, my buddy Alex Gold, who I do weekend radio with on the BetMGM Network, who is the midday host of Cody and Gold, also hosts the betting show on the Fan 965 out there in Kansas City. Alex, it is good to catch up with you again. Remember, no conversations other than this one this week. No friendly text messages. No banter. We're enemies.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I can't believe you guys wanted me to have dinner with you tomorrow night. I don't think that's allowed, actually, during game week. It's one of those deals. You know, Patrick Mahomes said he talks to Cliff Kingsbury a lot, but not as much this week. I feel like that might be the same mentality we got to have before you guys get in town.
Well, it feels to me like you and me, we're headed for a fist fight, except I don't get to use my fists. You know what I mean? It's like I've got to have both hands tied behind my back, and there's a cement cinder block tied to my feet, and for some reason I'm in water. Like, that's what it feels like, this matchup right now.
Yeah, look, guys, I think even people here would tell you they were hoping, you know, as an individual that likes, you know, seeing the best against the best, and everybody was excited to see Daniels versus Mahomes. Before the season started, when we were going through the schedule, that was a matchup folks here were really looking forward to. It was one of the more popular tickets. And then, you know, now there's some other games that look way more intriguing, and obviously the injury to Jaden Daniels changes so much of this football game. So it is a bit of a bummer just if, for those that are really into the NFL and like to see some of these all-time matchups with some of the top quarterbacks. And, you know, I guess the next time we might see it could be 6 years from now. That's what stinks.
The Chiefs are inevitable. I mean, it seems like every time I want to throw dirt on this group, any of us want to bury them and say, all right, this is the year. It's going to go sideways. They do something like this and totally
redeem themselves.
I mean, they've won four of their last five. Only that weird loss to Jacksonville, it'd be a five spot. They're 4-3 overall, which isn't great. But, Gold, if I'm making it a 32-team NFL ranking right now based on, like, a battle royale who comes out of the ring alive, Kansas City might be number one going into week eight.
And I know it's wild for people to hear because you look and you say, wait a second, they're 4-3. They're in third place in their division. They're not currently in a playoff spot. How could that be? But I think you're 100% right. I mean, you watch this team, this offense they are starting to build up again is going to be the best since 2022. And this has been a team for the last couple of years, including a Super Bowl championship or two mixed in, that has leaned on their defense more. Yes, Patrick Mahomes will make the big play in the playoffs whenever they need it, but the offense has been carried by the defense. Well, this go around, they have an offense that I think by the end of the season, if they stay healthy, guys, is going to be a top three offense in football. And a defense, while they could use some pass rush help, and they got to get more out of Chris Jones, who has had a slow start to the season due to a lot of double teams he's facing, that defense is going to be top 10. So you get a top three offense, a top 10 defense. Well, that's how they get to number one in power rankings. It's why they're the Super Bowl favorite and why their quarterback is sitting there as the favorite for MVP as well. I mean, the thought here in Kansas City is that they're fun to watch again. And I know you guys in D.C. will say, what do you mean? What are you guys complaining about? This team has been the back-to-back Super Bowls, or three in a row, I should say, and won back-to-back Super Bowls and everything. But the offense has been tough for fans to watch in KC, knowing what it used to be like. And now there's excitement because this offense appears to be back to what it looked like when Tyreek Hill was part of it.
Alex, you can just say that they're spoiled. You could just say that. You could just say Yeah, you could just say that fans, when every time Patrick Mahomes plays, they go to the AFC title game, are a little bit spoiled. I think that's fair. And Alex Gold with us here on G&D. I'm only being serious. So let's go to this. What was not going right early that is going right now? I know Rashee Rice is back, and he is obviously such a factor. It looks like the pass game runs through him. But what wasn't going well early that is going excellent right now?
Well, it's also Xavier Worthy. I mean, you guys remember opening night game in Brazil against the Chargers. You know, Xavier Worthy gets hurt three plays in. I mean, so much of their game plan in the early portion of the season without Rice was going to be Xavier Worthy being the main guy. So once you took Worthy out, you were out Rice. You know, you were really limited. You were relying on guys like Juju Smith-Schuster and Tyquan Thornton, who has really emerged as a nice deep threat. But this is a guy that obviously was a bust in New England. And so that was a big part of their offense. Their running game was the worst in the NFL the first 3 weeks or so. They don't have a lot of explosiveness even today out of their backfield with Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt, and then they've got a rookie who's getting a little more work now. So much of it, guys, was just they were down weapons. Mahomes maybe still wasn't confident in the new-look offensive line that at the time had a first-round draft pick in Josh Simmons protecting his left side. And, you know, the offensive line is really, really improved for them as well. It's just kind of all come together to where, you know, Travis Kelce is not asked to be the guy, but you look at some of his numbers and he's still a top five, top six tight end in football. And so I think it's helped everybody to have multiple options for Mahomes, and they're playing once again like they're, you know, one of the top tier offenses in the league.
Alex Gold from our Odyssey sister station, middays in Kansas City on Grant and Danny, previewing the Chiefs matchup on Monday night. You mentioned Josh Simmons. So before we go on, let me double click on the 22-year-old left tackle. You guys took him three picks after Washington took Josh Connerly. And for what it's worth, like training camp reports, early season performance, Simmons was actually doing a lot more, it seems like, at tackle than what Connerly was doing. But what is going on with him? I following from afar, like he wasn't around, and then Andy Reid had these vague, weird comments about praying for him or whatever. Like, what is the deal with Josh Simmons, and is he going to play in this game?
It is one of the more bizarre things that has surrounded this team since I've started doing radio in the Kansas City market for about 6 years now. And you're right. He played really well the first few weeks of the season when he was out there. In fact, he was trending in the direction you would hope for a first-round pick and maybe finally having your long-term answer at left tackle. It's been a problem for them over the last five-plus years, even though they've been going to Super Bowls. And all of a sudden, you know, it first started in the Jacksonville game, guys, during warm-ups and pre-warm-up, he was moved to questionable for an illness. You're like, okay, that's a little bizarre, but he ends up playing, and he played great in the game. And then before a game 2 weeks ago, that morning of a Sunday, he all of a sudden is listed as questionable for a personal reason and doesn't play in the game, not in Kansas City, but nobody knows exactly what occurred. And for the last week and a half, the Chiefs have, I think, made a mistake even PR-wise up until maybe yesterday where they refused to comment at all. Not that people need to know the specific reason, if it was a personal reason necessarily, but hey, do you think your starting left tackle is going to come back to Kansas City anytime soon? And the Chiefs and a lot of fans here, honestly, we took some heat on our show. Fans were mad that we were asking those questions, which seemed crazy for people to be upset about. I mean, considering he plays left tackle for a team in the National Football League, he's not going to play on Monday, guys, because he's not in Kansas City still. The Chiefs, the latest update
he's
is they've been able
right
to
now?
He's not in Kansas City. No, he is not in KC. They won't say exactly where he's at. We believe he's in California back with his family. There's a lot of speculation about what it may or may not be. The Chiefs have called it a personal matter at times. They've called it a family matter at other times. I think he will be back with this team at some point, but they have not put him on the NFI list, which would make him out for 4 weeks. So that tells me they think it's going to be sooner than 4 weeks. But it's really bizarre, and nobody's talking. The agent is Drew Rosenhaus. He hasn't really been willing to say anything. It is one of the more bizarre circumstances that we've seen around the Chiefs in a while.
Talk to me about this defense. How is this group? You know, obviously, Chris Jones is the headliner, and I also want to get to that. You know, the video that made the rounds on the internet where he just, you know, sort of his controller, he put it down, I guess, and was away from keyboard or whatever, where he didn't look interested in a play or two. But how is he playing, and how's this defense going?
So start with Chris Jones. You know, people expect him to be a double-digit sack guy, and they should, you know, based on the contract he signed. But right now, their pass rush is the biggest weakness because opposite George Karlaftis and Chris Jones, who is there on the inside and sometimes rotates to the outside, they don't really have a third guy that is much of a threat. And so teams are just flat-out double-teaming Chris Jones. I don't have the stat in front of me, but it was, I saw this floating around today from Next Gen Stats that when he gets one-on-one, he's winning more and has the fastest pressure rate than anybody else in the NFL. So when he's one-on-one, he is still dominant, but teams are not worried about some of these other guys on the defensive line. And so his job is really, really difficult. It's frustrated fans. It's obviously frustrated Chris Jones as well. They have got to find someone else to emerge. And in-house, that's most likely Charles Omenihu to go with George Karlaftis, but he's off to a slow start. It's why in Kansas City, much of the discussion is leading into the trade deadline less than 2 weeks from now, a week from Tuesday, that they need to go try to find some extra help on the outside, and they need some more depth on the inside as well. If there is any weakness really with this team right now, guys, it's the defensive line.
So is the feeling in Kansas City right now that, I mean, this is a cakewalk? Like, I was actually talking with some people around the Commanders, and jokingly, we were saying, well, at least with Marcus Mariota playing, maybe they take Washington lightly. You know, if Jaden Daniels was playing, you buckle down a bit and say, oh, there's a great quarterback on the other side, right, potentially. Like, now it's a backup quarterback. I haven't even looked who they play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Play next week, but is there any chance they just kind of sleepwalk through this one?
So the Chiefs do have Buffalo next week, which is obviously a massive game for AFC seeding ramifications. Yeah, so look, my only thing I would push back on, and I totally get the thought process, and I think I would be there if it wasn't for one thing, which is this is not a Chiefs team that's sitting at 5-1 or, you know, 7-0 or something like that. They're 4-3, and while we all think they're trending in a great direction and they're going to be there at the end, they still aren't occupying a playoff spot. So I think there is plenty of focus still internally that they're not overlooking anybody because they dug themselves such a hole with the 0-2 start and that loss, a bad loss to Jacksonville, a game they should have won. So I totally get you. I think if they were undefeated, I would buy into that more. But I think they recognize that, like, no, they got to be locked in against anybody. They don't have a ton of wiggle room if they want to get to where they want to get, which is win this AFC West for a 10th straight year.
You mentioned George Karlaftis, and Alex Gold, who covers the Chiefs in Kansas City, is with us on Grant and Danny. I get that he hasn't finished maybe with the sacks, but 29 pressures is still top 4 in the NFL.
He's a good player.
Pressure rate right now, 16%, is 3% higher than in any other season of his career. He slept on a little bit. Like, what kind of year is he having, I guess, number one? And then is he the guy to key on outside of Jones on this defense, or is it the linebacking core? Kind of give us the state of the union over there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's George Karlaftis is the next guy you got to worry about outside of Chris Jones. You know, he's he's really the only guy on the defensive line other than Jones that if you give him one-on-one matchup can win fairly consistently, can get the opportunity to get to the quarterback. As I said, Charles Omenihu has been better the last few weeks, but you know, he's been disappointing overall for a lot of Chiefs fans that they re-signed him on a one-year deal after he thought he could go get a multi-year deal somewhere else. And the Chiefs had moved on. And then it was one of those deals 3 weeks into the offseason where he was like, wait, I don't have a home. I guess I'll go back to where I had success. But George Karloftis here, then how people talk about him is kind of interesting because I'm glad you referenced some of the pressure win rates because I think he's played great. But a lot of fans saw the big contract he signed and they're expecting him to be a 12, 13 sack guy this particular season based on the contract that he got. Whereas I think when the numbers really kick in a year or so, it's going to look like a very team-friendly deal for Kansas City. But his job is also challenging if he's the only guy that's able to get consistent pressure. So, no, I think George Karloftis nationally is probably underrated. But you guys know how this goes. I mean, if I talk to anybody outside of Kansas City, they probably are mentioning Chris Jones, understandably so, and they probably don't get to George Karloftis for a bit when we're talking about this football team. You know, they may even mention a corner in Trent McDuffie, who's one of the top corners in football, before they get to Karloftis.
So overall, the numbers don't look too terrible, and it's really going to be buoyed, obviously, Alex, by holding the Raiders to 95 total yards last week. Again, I can't believe I saw that. Like, that was so staggering and unbelievable. You almost felt bad for the pro football team in terms of the Raiders, how throttled they got. So that's going to help things. But it feels to me like you can run on this Chiefs defense a bit. Only teams to really do that. I think the Giants, when they couldn't complete a forward pass, actually ran it pretty good. The Ravens ran it pretty good, even in a double-digit loss. I can't prove that with some of the rush totals that they've allowed. But watching them, it feels to me like they might be vulnerable if the game script allows it. Your thoughts there?
So quarterbacks, definitely. You know, the linebacking core for Kansas City, when Nick Bolton is isolated at times, he's not going to be the most athletic linebacker. Drew Tranquil is a very good linebacker, not the most athletic. Leo Chanel is a guy that they'll use on some pressure that is definitely capable of keeping up with some more athletic players on the offense. To be quarterbacks running on them is where they've gotten exposed. Trevor Lawrence did it in a big way in that win for Jacksonville. Justin Herbert did it back in week one. I would say, while the interior defensive line is the biggest weakness on the defense, the interior, they brought back a guy named Derek Nnadi, who they let go, and then you sign with the Jets, and then the Chiefs traded like a conditional pick to bring him back, and he's the worst graded defensive lineman on PFF, interior defensive lineman. They popped that thing up on Sunday Night Football a few weeks ago, and that became a huge talking point. I think he was like 132 out of 132. I don't know if he has it anymore, quite honestly. It's why they're going to have to make a trade, in my opinion, to go get some help. So that is a weakness. However, you said it, the stats, man. Saquon Barkley didn't do much against them. Derrick Henry didn't. ETN didn't. Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery were held in check. So I actually don't think this is going to be a game where, you know, Kroski Merritt is going to be able to just run all over them. I think it's going to be a combination. I don't know how the numbers pan out. You guys know more than I do with the quarterback, Mariota, and his ability to run. That, to me, is where it's going to have to be done, or with the tight ends where they can utilize the middle of the field where the Chiefs aren't the most athletic at the linebacker spot. But the folks here don't really worry too much about the rushing attack necessarily.
All right, enough about the football. I want to talk about the trip for a second. So Jack Stacked tomorrow night. You're in, right? You'll
yeah.
be there. All right,
yep.
we're gonna eat some burnt ends. Now, I was told a little birdie was chirping. They heard us talking on the radio. And they're like, you're going to Jack Stack. That's the wrong choice. You got to be going to Arthur Bryant's. And they say it's way better. Mm. What's your take on that?
Well, look, there's a million great barbecue spots in KC. Arthur Bryant's is a legendary spot. There's a lot of history. There's presidents have gone there. And so it's a cool historical spot to go. And there's the food's not bad by any means. Jack Stack, if I'm having people coming to town, that's where to me you go. It's a little bit nicer barbecue restaurant as well, nicer sit down. You know, it's more of your white napkin type of barbecue. If you want the hole in the wall type of place, then there's some other spots we could go to. But Jack Stack, I heard you mention the burnt ends. I do think they have the best burnt ends in Kansas City. But you know, if I say this kind of stuff on my show in Kansas City, I got a million people upset with me. I got a million other people that are agreeing with me. So you cannot win a barbecue debate in Kansas City.
It's polarizing. All right, second question. 1587 Stackhouse just opened. Steakhouse,
yeah.
Jerry Stackhouse. That's the Mahomes Kelsey Steakhouse. If I go there, first of all, should I go there? Second of all, if I go there, is Taylor Swift there?
So 1587 Prime has only been open for about a month and a half. you can't get in. You can't get in. I tried the day they opened reservations, Grant, Danny, I tried, can't get in. You still can't get in. So you're not going to be able to just walk in and go, and you can't go online and get reservations. It is very difficult. I will say Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, they were just there after their win last week. They go there on Sunday night sometimes after the game. If it's an afternoon, a rare noon kickoff in Kansas City or 1 o'clock your guys' time. So, yes, you could see her, but I don't think we're getting into that restaurant, guys, unless you got some more pull than I do in KC.
We'll reach out to our people.
Yeah, we were going to rely on you for the poll, so that's bad news.
You were literally our guy.
That was our in.
Sounds like that didn't
Damn
go
it.
Up. All right, speaking of connections in Kansas City, so I am friends with Bob Kendrick, who runs the Negro League Museum.
Oh, yeah.
So we have a 9 a.m. private tour set up at the Negro League Museum. You're invited to join us on Sunday morning if you're into that kind of thing.
Oh, great decision. Great. Bob Kendrick is the single best storyteller anybody will ever hear. I mean, I don't know if 100%. He's ever been on your show.
He
but
has.
You can listen to him talk for hours. He's unbelievable. We've got a great relationship with him, obviously. The museum is a must-stop for anybody that comes to Kansas City. I think it's more important than ever, frankly, for people to go to the Negro League Baseball Museum. They're actually about to expand and open up a brand-new building, so I'm glad you guys have the tour scheduled. And the fact that it's a private tour with Bob, I mean, that's as good as it gets. That's a tour that when, you know, a visiting baseball club comes into town, they'll move the schedule around because, you know, C.J. Abrams or James Wood will come into town and want to visit the museum, and he'll give them a private tour.
That's amazing. All right, so we're excited about that. Last thing, so that's the good. This is the bad. I think you've told me this or corroborated this in the past. I've been telling Danny to prepare for this, but I've had a bunch of buddies tell me. This is one of the four stadiums I've never been to for a football game. I've been to Kauffman in the parking lot structure many times. But that leaving that stadium after a primetime game is going to be a shabingus.
Don't laugh, Alex.
Danny is least patient. Like, at the end of the night, after the Commanders likely lose by like 17.
It's time to go.
Danny's going to be livid if we're in traffic for 30 seconds. So how bad is this going to be in a car with Danny leaving there?
Danny, I got bad news for you, man.
Oh,
I got some bad, bad news.
Oh,
unless you guys
God.
Are leaving early, you're sitting there for 45 minutes or an hour. Standstill, parking lot. Yeah, and it's a good walk as well. It's a good walk to get to, depending on where you're parking.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, good.
This is what you got to deal with, man. Yeah, this is the big issue with Arrowhead. It's a great tailgating scene, but after the game, it is a complete mess. You got to also be an aggressive driver. I don't know who's driving you guys home or whatever. You got to be an aggressive driver if you want to get out there a little quicker. You got to be willing to tick a few people off to try to navigate your way up.
Well, at least it'll be worth it because the game's going to be outstanding.
Yeah, those steps of sadness are great. They count extra on the Fitbit.
Gold, we will see you tomorrow night, God willing.
See you, brother.
Hey, looking forward to it, guys.
Absolutely. There's Alex Gold, Kansas City. I believe he's going to be our tour guide throughout much of our trip.
He's going to help us.
He's going to take good care of us, I believe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.